Chapter 16. Ulinor, High Orbit. Thane strode off the ramp of the Thunderhawk, glad to feel the deck of the Alcazar remembered beneath his boots again, despite the grim circumstances and his immediate prospects of survival. Laurentis scuttled after him, chattering to himself in an irritating mix of Gothic and Lingua Technis. The Magos had expounded at length on the flight up to high orbit, regaling Thane with his outlandish theories on the Brute Shield, the Great Beast, and Orcdom in general. The Chapter Master was pleased to see Waylon Kale waiting for him beyond the opening flight deck doors. "Shipmaster, please assimilate the targeting data carried by my companion and disperse the firing solutions through the fleet as itemized in the attendant records." Thane waved Laurentis forward, and the Magos proffered a coil of cogitator tape, which Kale took without comment. "The fleet has maneuvered, as ordered?" "It has, Chapter Master," Kale replied, falling in beside his commander, jogging to keep up with Thane's long strides. Laurentis clanked and clicked behind them, his head rotating rapidly from left to right and back as he took in his surroundings. "But I do not understand. All scans show that the defensive field is still operational. If we move into attack range, the orcs will open fire, but the city is still protected."
"Fluctuations, shipmaster," said Laurentis. He accelerated to come alongside the officer.
The tech priest's head turned 90 degrees to regard Kale with his remaining eye.
"Study of the field when the first attack occurred has revealed that in order for weapons within the city limit to open fire, the field had to drop. It is not a one-way barrier. With the damage inflicted on the orcs' capabilities and further targeted strikes during the first window of opportunity, we have hypothesized that we can return fire within the temporal lapse of the protective layer."
"Return fire?" Kale sounded dubious. "We have to let them shoot at us first, Chapter Master. This is an untested hypothesis."
"Yes," said Thane. They reached a conveyor port and stopped. He looked at Kale, understanding the man's reluctance, but in no mood for explanations or speeches.
"We cannot bring the field down in its entirety, but we can do a lot of damage. As well as brute shield projection sites and weapon positions, we will destroy much of the city's storage facilities, pipelines, and energy grid. We will drive the orcs out, even if it costs the fleet to do so."
Kale said nothing else as they rode to the command bridge. He headed directly to the weapons consoles and then the Vox officers, handing over the carefully constructed attack solution prepared by Dominus Zokuv and his best strategos. It maximized the amount of fire the ships would be able to pour down onto the city in the shortest time possible.
"We're ready, Chapter Master," announced Kale. "Commands have been transmitted and acknowledged."
"Commence the attack, Shipmaster," Thane replied quietly.
The Alcazar remembered, powered on with the other surviving ships, a makeshift flotilla of space marine battle barges and strike cruisers, navy battleships, frigates, and destroyers, Martian Hemiolia and Pentarays. Several minutes passed before the Fist's Exemplar flagship passed the invisible boundary that took them into range of the surface weapons. Another 30 seconds later, and the call came from the Augur Array technicians.
"Targeting signals detected, Chapter Master. Multiple surface sources."
"Orc void assets are incoming, Chapter Master," another officer reported.
"Signal Admiral Akaria. He needs to keep those orcs off our backs, whatever it takes," replied Thane. "All crew to firing stations. Prepare for surface bombardment."
He heard Kale mutter to himself as the shipmaster flexed his fingers into the sign of the Aquila.
"Emperor protect us from the schemes of tech priests."